Now, Russian journalist and writer Sergei Dovlatov published 12 books in the US and Europe during his 12 years as an immigrant. After his death in 1990 and the fall of the Soviet Union, numerous collections of his short stories were finally published in Russia, including one called The Suitcase. It's Sergei Dovlatov's story about the suitcase, which he says he took with him when he emigrated to the US and which he discovered many years later gathering dust at the back of his wardrobe. In this novel, Sergei Dovlatov opens a suitcase and takes an inventory of the possessions inside and the circumstances under which he acquired them. Our reviewer Robert Desai took a peek inside Dovlatov's The Suitcase.
When Sergei Dovlatov left the Soviet Union forever for the West, he took with him just one suitcase. Or so he says, who knows where memory fades and fiction takes over in a book like this. And in it was a strange assortment of objects. Dozens of pairs of pea-green crepe socks made in Finland, for instance. A grubby jacket that had once belonged to the French artist Fernand Léger. A pair of boots he'd stolen from the mayor of Leningrad. Driving gloves he'd once worn while impersonating Peter the Great. And several other bizarre objects of no conceivable use to him in New York. In Suitcase, the novel, if it is a novel, it's not like any other novel you'll have read, although it does vaguely bring to mind Gogol's Skeina vignettes in his novel Dead Souls. In Suitcase, Dovlatov simply unpacks his suitcase. The socks, the boots, the gloves, the jacket, everything, one after the other. Each one triggering a very Russian explosion of memories about what it was like to be Sergei Dovlatov in Soviet Russia. Black marketeer, journalist, prison guard, stonemason, pseudo-dissident poet, as he calls himself, a pseudo-everything really, to be brutally frank, that's what Dovlatov was before he went to New York and became a writer, if we're to take him at his word. Son of an Armenian mother and a Jewish father, whose only accomplishment was asthma, his life was out of control. The country was out of control. The first was the second in microcosm. They were both farces. Or, if you prefer, Gogolesque. We all came out from under Gogol's overcoat, Dostoevsky is supposed to have said, although he probably wasn't the first to come up with this bon mot. The Overcoat being one of Gogol's most celebrated short stories, about a nobody, an underdog, who orders himself a new overcoat and then, when the series of misfortunes that befalls him as a result reaches a crescendo, dies. Every one of Dovlatov's stories about the things in his suitcase is like a mini overcoat. A Soviet underdog, Dovlatov, takes a ludicrous stab at happiness by stealing something, trying to catch a taxi, getting married, whatever it might be, and ends up, well, not dead, but feeling, as he puts it, like a pig in a charcuterie, with a souvenir of the disaster. A poplin shirt made in Romania, a sealskin hat, the mayor's boots, and so on. Let me give you an example. In the first story, about the Finnish crepe socks, Dovlatov, still a student, falls in with a dodgy scheme to buy 720 pairs of Finnish socks, of a kind unavailable in Leningrad, for resale on the black market at a massive profit. Needless to say, it all goes wrong. His partners in crime finish up in jail, while he ends up with 240 pairs of pea-green socks he can't get rid of. For 20 years, he uses them as dusters, wraps gifts in them, blocks holes in the window frames in winter with them, and finally, from the pile in his apartment, he takes three pairs with him to America. The point of this rambling story, larded with non sequiturs about Finns, Japanese cameras, falling in love and so forth, is not the socks, obviously. The point is the absurdity of life in Soviet Russia, where the official version of reality, in the birthplace of the revolution, and the everyday reality of living in what he calls this drunken whorehouse of a city, intersect at outlandish angles. Whether you find this kind of farce, and that's what it is, I don't think it has much to do with satire, it's too close to Soviet reality for that, whether you find it guffaw out loud funny or just a witty entertainment will depend on your taste in humour. It's light, It's both barbed and rueful, although never self-pitying. And its narrative style is what we call skaz, even in English, S-K-A-Z, a sort of vernacular speech mode of the kind you find in The Catcher in the Rye. But it frequently crops up in Russian literature from Gogol onwards. Zadie Smith wrote a whole novel, White Teeth, with a similar comic sensibility to Davlatov's, but it fizzes away relentlessly for over 500 pages, and I do mean relentlessly. Davlatov's suitcase is much more laconic, more sparse, a collage of pinpricks that looks random, but when you step back, actually paints a devastating picture of life in the madhouse that was Soviet Russia. I had once worked for a factory newsletter, Davlatov writes. My wife had been a hairdresser. There was very little that could still shock us. Perhaps you have to live in a fundamentally, not just wacky, but evil system, as Gogol did, as Davlatov did, to strike this kind of note of poker-faced levity. Davlatov is a master, almost Gogol reborn.
Robert Desai, isn't it great to hear him on the radio again reviewing The Suitcase by Sergei Davlatov? It's translated by Antonina Bui, and it's published by One World Classics.